Can you tell us anything about the discussion in the group?
No, it's classified and we can't tell you anything. All I can tell you is the FBI director has no credibility.
That was Congresswoman Maxine Waters criticizing now former FBI Director James Comey after a closed briefing on Russia's interference in the U.S. election. It took place just 1 week before the president took office here at the White House. For more, I want to bring in the Congresswoman herself, Maxine Waters, who is joining me now. Congresswoman, we appreciate your time. You obviously have been very critical of James Comey in the past. You said that he had no credibility. I assume that you support the president's decision then to fire his FBI director.
No, I do not necessarily support the president's decision. If the president had not gone all over the country praising him about the way he handled Hillary and the emails, if the president said he had confidence in him, if the president had not said he was a part of his team,
but Congresswoman, I understand that in the past he was praising him, but if you said that FBI Director James Comey had no credibility, wouldn't you support the fact that the president, then President Trump, made the decision to get rid of him?
No, not necessarily. And let me tell you why. You have an investigation going on where the president is implicated, and this is a serious investigation. I've been trying to get people to focus on this connection with the Kremlin and with Putin. I have a resolution that I introduced in February. I think there's enough there that we know about the Kremlin and about Putin to be concerned about whether or not there was collusion. I believe that they should have to connect the dots and get the facts, because I think it will lead to the impeachment of this president.
So, Congresswoman, respecting that, to be clear, you believe it would have been better to keep in place an FBI director who you said had no credibility to oversee this investigation than to find someone who you think would be a better choice?
No, but I believe the president thought that. Don't forget, you're talking about what some Democrats said, what I said, but don't forget, he was the president. The president supported him. He had confidence in him. It was within his power.
And but you said he had no credibility, so it would seem to make sense that he should get rid of him.
No. Under investigation, this president basically has interfered with an investigation where he may be implicated. That's outrageous, and that's why we're having so much of a conversation about it today. Everybody is talking about it because this is highly unusual.
The bottom line is that you think an FBI director without credibility would have been best served in this position
to try to pursue this investigation. I think if the president had fired him when he first came in, he would not have to be in a position now where he's trying to make up a story.
Understood.
About why. It does not meet the smell test.
Understood. So if Hillary Clinton had won the White House, would you have recommended that she fire FBI Director James Comey?
Well, let me tell you something. If she had won the White House, I believe that given what he did to her and what he tried to do, she should have fired him. Yes.
So she should have fired him, but he shouldn't have fired him. This is why I'm confused.
No, you're not confused.